welcome to another episode of Pretty Social Podcast.
We're so happy to be back with you all today. And yes, today we're talking about gatekeeping.
Yes, I am so curious to know what you think about gatekeeping, because I feel like the obvious view is that that's horrible.
Yeah,
don't gatekeep. Right, right. Like, if you know something, then you need to share it.
Okay.
But lately I've been hearing conversation about some things need to be gatekept.
Yeah.
And okay, I feel like this is one example of something that I'm like, I don't know if this needs to be shared with everyone in the world. But I'll see like people on social media, TikTok, and they'll post like really amazing job opportunities.
Yeah.
And by the time that people get those opportunities, or they try to look into them, it's over with. It's gone, you know? I'm like, dang, you know, I hate that this video has 8 million views.
Yeah.
And everybody, because who knows what type of stuff they had to filter through. The site crashed because everybody ran from TikTok.
Right.
Where I feel like maybe it would be more beneficial to put that information into like some sort of job seeking forum,
yeah,
or group or page. There's millions of them on Facebook where, you know, people are really looking. There's people who could really benefit from work from home jobs, who really need them.
Right.
And not just, oh, I want to be at home because I don't like people.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I'm just like, I wish there was another way to filter that besides, you know, just like, oh, it's the responsible thing for me to do to share with everyone. I can't stand people who find out something and they keep it all to themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting, because I feel like I'm kind of like that person.
Really?
To a degree. Before I go farther, make sure you like, subscribe, share. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. I mean, I definitely agree with, there are times where not everything needs to be shared, especially with everyone. I think in those situations, for sure. I think in, like, you know, even just regular job situations, you might work for a company where you guys are doing specific things that you can't just be sharing with everyone, because they could be taking those ideas and trying to hurry up and produce them themselves. Or maybe like if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting up something and, you know, you just want to be confident and get your stuff up and running before you're just telling everyone everything and then they're jumping in trying to compete with you. I think for me, though, most of the time when I hear gatekeeping, and this is just what I hear, is usually the pettiest, stupidest things. And I'm like, why are we gatekeeping this? Why are we gatekeeping your jacket? Everyone keeps saying your jacket's cute. Like,
and they see every comment except for, hey, where'd you get that jacket from?
Right. Like, it's the only one that they're completely ignoring.
Yeah. And that's the type of gatekeeping that I think is stupid. You know, like, oh, you want to be the only one with this purse. You want to be the only one with this bag. And it's like, well, you already got the credit because you already been seen in it. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know what that is. Do you not want to look like a copycat, or you not want other people to have this piece because other people are going to have it?
I think some people just want to be so unique, and which is still crazy because it's like you got it from a store.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be other people
out
there.
Yeah, it's not exclusive.
But it's, I think for people in those situations, especially with the petty things of like clothes and shoes and things like that, I feel like, there's a part of them that feel like they're elite.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like, I am the influencer. I am this, I am that. And they kind of put themselves on a pedestal, and it's like, you guys can't be like me type deal. I feel like that's a lot of it. Not everyone, but I feel like it's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually read something though, about gatekeeping, and, it was talking actually in the sense of like simple merchandise products, things like that. And how some people have said that they've gatekept certain things for the fact that, I guess, this is just one article, but I guess that if certain influencers were to go out and say, hey, I have this, okay, let's say Beyonce, I got this specific lipstick color in a specific brand, everyone's going to go to that site, completely crash it, they're going to be overloaded, their site's going to be crashed, and then it also said that sometimes these things, everyone buys it up and then it just fizzles out, and that they don't want that. They want like longevity in their products being sold. I don't know how true that is. I have no idea. But, I mean, I guess that could kind of put some perspective in my mind of something like that, of like, oh, I'm trying to do this to not hurt this company if it truly does. But like when it comes to it, for me, it really just depends.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like I am someone who, I'm going to pretty much tell you everything that you ask me in regards to like information. So like podcasting. I've talked to three people who started podcasting after we started podcasting, and I gave them all the information I could give them.
Yeah.
What platforms you can use, merchandise, where you can get business cards, what equipment, everything. Because I'm like, I want us all to win. I actually just found out, which is the craziest thing, like a week ago, that my coworker is starting a podcast. And so I think I mentioned this before on the podcast. If I haven't mentioned on the podcast, I know I've mentioned it to you, but like, I don't just go around telling people I have a podcast. I think for me, there's a sense of like, I don't want people to be like, oh, who do you think you are? Like, hey guys, I have a podcast. Like, so like, I will mention it if it somehow comes up, or if someone asks me what my plans are and I tell them, oh, I'm recording tonight, and then they inquire. But it's just not my personality just to walk around telling people I have a podcast. And I would love to be able to be more open about it, because I think that would give people more knowledge about us, but I don't know, I'm working on that. Anyways, she was telling me about her starting her podcast, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool, like, what equipment do you have? And I just start asking her all these questions, like, what platform are you using, this and that, and she was like, oh, I don't know, because she's very new to this.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you should use this, starting off, you know, this would be a great editing tool, just telling her all these different things. She's like, how do you know all this? I'm like, I have a podcast. She's like, oh my god. And like, I'm like, yeah, ask me whatever you want to ask me, because so for me, let's say in that situation, or just any situation, I've gotten to the place where, this is outside of just insecurities that I have, I've gotten to a place where I am confident in who I am and what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not in competition with anyone.
Yeah.
And that's not to sound conceited, that's not to try to be cocky, but I am not in competition with anyone. Yeah. This is my life, and it has a specific pace that is geared to me. Mm-hmm. I have specific goals. My view of success is not the same as everyone's view of success. Yeah. How much money I make, my accolades, anything like that is literally for me and my family. It is not for anyone else. I am not out here trying to compete.
Exactly.
So if you want a podcast, I'm going to help you with all the podcast information I can help you with, because we can all win.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. I feel like, especially in a situation like that, you know, you having a podcast doesn't stop me from having a podcast. Right. We can both have a podcast, and we can both have the best, most successful podcast in the world. You know what I mean? And I feel like that type of stuff, you know what I mean? It's not like a small window of opportunity. Yes. You know, anyone can start a podcast, and I would love to help you to have the best podcast you can have. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to tell them about my podcast, because then everybody's going to listen to theirs and not mine. Like,
that's just crazy.
Yeah, because if they like theirs and yours, they'll probably listen to both. Like, it's not like one is going to cancel out or mess up the other one.
Right.
One of our close friends, family members, actually started a podcast shortly after ours. And I cannot tell you how we have never, I can only speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure I can speak for y'all all too, felt 1 ounce of competition.
Never.
Like, our podcasts are so different from each other.
Exactly.
I have zero problem giving them any information they've ever asked for, and I have zero problems asking them for anything that they may be able to give to us and help us, because they just two totally different podcasts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And even if we was in the same field, you know what I mean? It wouldn't matter. Just things like that. I think that one example would be, I work from home. I've been working from home since 2018, before COVID. And I can't tell you how many times people are like, how did you get that? How do I get in? And I've tried to help people. But it's almost like I have people really close to me who want to work from home. So if an opportunity comes up and they're like, hey, we're hiring, I'm going to hit my people.
Right, for sure.
I'm not posting
it. For sure.
And if you ask me if they hired, I'm like, I don't know. Because I got to make sure my people get their spot too, because it's a limited window. And I think that in that type of situation, I would like for the opportunity to be not squandered over. I would want it to be somebody that's going to take you seriously.
Yes.
Not because of competition or anything like that. And then one other example that I thought about that I feel like me and you both have discussed before is like when we find a really cool spot, a new restaurant,
for sure.
like that. And we like, oh, I don't want to put it out there because we live in Akron.
Yes.
And Akron is very small.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of really cool, fun, exciting things to do. It's just not. I love you, Akron, but it's just not.
I don't know if I want to say I love you, Akron.
Okay. Well,
I'll tell you. I won't go that far.
I won't go that far. But, you know, so when you find a really nice spot, the last thing you want to do is post about it. And then it gets blown completely out because everybody is flocking there because we don't have many nice places to go.
Right. And we had that happen, which I won't, you know, say the place, but we had a place open up not too long ago, within the last year or two. And when we went there, we was like, it's a vibe.
We was having such a good time.
It was so nice. And then I've only been there maybe two, maybe three times max. But the next time or two I went, I was like,
it's a whole other place.
My gosh, where am I? Like, it was like Club Central.
And I was like,
and I guess for people who like that, it's a vibe for them.
Yeah.
But when we first went, it was just so nice. It was chill. It was calm. It was just good.
Yeah.
And it just turned into a club. And I was like, this is not what I wanted this to be. Like, can we just have one place in Akron that's just nice and it's a vibe and it's chill and we ain't got to hear loud blasting music and people drinking and coming to you in the bathroom crying drunk.
Right. Oh my God, that actually
happened to us there. and I get that because for sure, like, I mean, I know a lot of times because we live in Akron, we have to go further out. So sometimes I'm like, I don't mind telling people because how many people are going to drive all the way out 40 minutes to come to this place? Like, but that is unfortunate because there are times where that happens. Like people mess things up
and they do.
You don't want it messed up. But unfortunately, in that situation, I think it was just inevitable because it is such a small place that people get to talking and then it's just like everyone wants to be there.
Yeah.
But I definitely agree with that. I think in situations, like, use discretion. Like, if you know that this information is going to be more valuable to a specific person or to a specific group, I would definitely say, like, you know, give it to them first, you know, or like in a situation with, I was talking about podcasting. Let's talk about, I guess it could be podcasting or business. Like, I think of someone, if they were inquiring information on how to start up, like even business, I had a business for a very short time. And I know about LLCs and I know how to go through all that and I can help someone. And I have told people like, oh, go through Akron Score, you know, look at this, look at that and give information. But like, if someone was to sit and talk to me and be like they want me to tell them every single thing, every step. Like in that situation, I would probably gatekeep to a degree. Cause I'm like, if you want this that bad, I'm okay with helping you start off.
Yeah.
But I'm not okay with sitting down and telling you how to do everything step by step.
Exactly.
You need to put the work in. Like, you need to figure this out. You need to go online and Google. You need to look at the resources.
Yeah.
You need to pay for some books. You need to figure this out on yourself too. So I also think in those situations, like, I can tell you so much information, but I don't want to tell you everything because you got to learn how to do this yourself.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to take responsibility and just take the initiative.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think that's the part of the discretion that you talked about. It's like, there's a difference between if I have a skincare line and you want to know how to start a skincare line, maybe I can offer you some websites and I can offer you some books where I got my research. But I'm not going to sit you down and tell you my recipe and, you know, everything because... You know, and I'm curious if the listeners feel like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to tell them everything. Because at some point in time, they might be actually your competitor. You know what I mean?
For sure.
I got a skincare line and you got a skincare line and I'm Honey Bee Skincare and you be Honey Skincare. And now you stealing my customers. You know what I'm saying?
And you got the same recipe and everything. Exactly. At this point, we are definitely
And you are $5 cheaper. So it's like, you know, what is it for you guys, like, who are listening? Like, what are you willing to share? Because a lot of people who I follow who have like skincare, who have like different stuff for like just health in general, the medicine, the teas, things like that, they spent a lot of time doing research to build that, to figure that stuff out. We did a detox with Alka-Living. She has done the work. So I'd rather just pay you because you have the expertise than to try and steal and copy and figure out everything that you... Yeah, and that's like the discretion. You have to know, you know, who you're talking to.
For sure.
When they're asking all the questions.
I also... So, I don't know. Like, the algorithm on social media is so weird. I don't know... I'm sure they're listening to me. I don't even know how this stuff popped up, but at some point, within like the last couple of months, it was actually fairly recent, it was this year, I started getting all these ads for like free courses on just different things, mm-hmm. like just different things. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like a free course from Dave Ramsey, a free but so I took two of them. One was from Tony Robbins and one was from, Dave Ramsey. Mm-hmm. And they were, I can't think of the word. They were free courses, but they were the, I can't think of the word, but I'll explain it to you. So basically, they were doing these like online seminars, mm-hmm. and, the one was one day, the other one I think was 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is great from these two people. Like, right. and they're free, like, cool. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not trying to bash it at all. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't terrible. It wasn't, I think it was specifically geared to a certain type of people, mm-hmm. and it just wasn't what I needed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm getting on here, and I didn't think I was going to get everything because these people obviously have businesses and they need to make money. And I would understand that at some point I would have to pay money to get better, more detailed information. But I thought I was going to get some basics. And when I took these courses, they were literally just motivational speeches the entire time, which again was cool for the people who need the motivation. I'm like, I already got some motivation. I just need you to tell me the next step. Yeah. Like, what's the basic steps I can take to get this? And they're like, well, if you buy the book, and I'm like, okay, well, this ain't for me.
That's why I don't even do the free course anymore. Because every single time, it is always just to get you hyped to buy some stuff. Yes,
like, I don't need a motivational speech. Like, I personally don't. Some people do. Some people, they need that. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. I just need you to tell me the next step. Yeah. And the next step might be to buy the books. Maybe the book has the things in there, but let me know. Let me know what I'm getting myself into. Don't just be sitting there like, yeah, we're going to get into this, and you're going to this, and you're going to that, and this, and I'm like, and you taught me nothing. Okay. And so I guess in a sense in those, I can even understand gatekeeping to a degree because you got to make money. And especially for people who are, whether if they're coaches or they write books or they have specific programs set out for stuff like this, I get it. But I also feel like I don't want to be misled.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be misled in that. If you don't want to give me the information, like, just be like, hey, you need some motivation? Exactly. Take this free course. And I'd be like, okay, no, thank you.
Yeah. Or don't even title it a course and y'all getting everybody's email. It's just like a trap. You know what I mean? You get everybody. It was just one recently offered to me and my husband, and they like made a huge big deal about it. All these big people are going to be a part of it. And it was like, get your year started right financially. We're going to make sure that you're...
Yeah.
And I literally told my husband, I said, this is going to be a motivational speech for us to go buy a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And that's what he told me. He said, yep, $250 value. You get. And I was like, okay, well, I'd rather just buy the thing. You know what I mean? Just tell me, you know, we're selling this and we're going to have a webinar about, you know, what if the package is.
Exactly.
So you can decide if you want to buy it. But don't have me got my pen and paper. I'm ready to get these
tips. Exactly how it was. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And they kept on going. I'm like, I haven't written anything down yet.
Yes. Remember, we did like a podcast before. And I was like,
got and me. They was hyped. And then they got on my nerves. Do you remember that? They was like, duh, 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 duh. Like, I'm like, what is this?
It was crazy. Did you stay for the whole thing? I don't think I stayed the whole time.
But I stayed for quite a long time because I'm thinking like, okay, something will happen. They just trying to break the ice right now. No. After like the 30th, I'm like,
ready to go. Yeah. So I definitely think that, you know, it can be to the advantage business wise. You know, you have to just protect your things. And I think that, you know, people just feel a sense of like, oh, I'm not a hater, or I'm a girl's girl, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And you feel like you have to give everything to everybody. Right. And I'm like, I don't. But if you're serious and you want to get into podcasting, I literally had somebody waste my entire time about a podcast. She was like, oh, I want to start. I swear she just said it, was just saying stuff.
Just saying stuff.
And she said, I want to start a podcast. I need some tips. Mm-hmm. So she already had somebody else reach out to me. It was like, oh, she thinking about starting a podcast. I told her to hit you up.
Yeah.
So then she hit me, and I literally typed out so much stuff about, I swear to you, she literally thought she was just going to start recording and uploading.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you have to have, you know, a distributor. Yeah. You know, you have to have all these things. Mm-hmm. You have to pay, you know, yearly, monthly subscription. Yeah. You have to. And she literally never texts me back. And I sent a long message. I broke it down in sections about equipment, everything. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
She was one of those people trying to sell her something.
Right.
She was probably like, oh, subscription, buying stuff. Oh, you trying to sell me something. You trying to play me.
Yeah.
But no, that's the truth. But then too, there are people who, especially when it comes, and I can only speak for podcasting because obviously we're in it and we mm-hmm. know that. But there are people who really think that podcasting is as simple as I'm going to sit down, record something, and just, like, I'm going to go directly to Spotify or Apple or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you can't just go to them and post it. You have to have that platform that actually distributes it. And then I think a lot of them think, like, oh, I guess if you're doing a YouTube one, you can get by with doing a podcast for mm-hmm. free on YouTube. But, like, if you're wanting to do just audio as well, like, yeah, you have to pay for it. Like,
yeah.
You don't just get this stuff for free. And I think people just don't, that goes into not doing the work, not doing the research. You want someone to tell you how to do all these things. And then when you realize you got to put your own money into it,
yeah.
You're like, and same thing with business. Like, you got to put your money into it. Mm-hmm. You cannot just do these things and just automatically think you're going to be successful.
Yes.
And then I think sometimes people get upset about that. Like, her, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously she felt some type of way. She didn't text you back.
She never texts me back.
But I feel like sometimes people get upset about that. Like, mm-hmm. when they're trying something and they don't put forth all the information or all the things that they need to put forth with the information they got.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of look at you like, oh, did you play me? Like, mm-hmm. did you tell me something wrong? And it's like, no, you just got, you got, you can't, I think people just, I don't know what to call this mindset, but mm-hmm. people are, in today's society, they just feel like they can blow up with everything, mm-hmm. like, in any type of thing, like, I want to be this, and they just blow up, and then it's like, no,
yeah.
Like, you might get a rare situation
mm-hmm.
where someone starts doing makeup videos, and all of a sudden they blow up,
yeah.
or, like, you, but those are very rare. Usually
yeah.
people who are big have been doing this forever.
Yes.
Like, forever, mm-hmm. and they've put in the work, and they've made mistakes, and, you know, they've put in their money, and they've put in the time to do books and seminars and things like that, and I think that's the good part of gatekeeping because
yeah.
it makes people work. I
yeah.
think people are kind of lazy nowadays.
Oh, yeah. I
like,
agree.
Really lazy. They
yeah.
don't want to just go out and do it. They just want to have the money.
And I see, like, on Facebook a lot, like, they'll say, how did you do this? How did y'all? And I'm like, do none of you people have Google?
Right.
Like, do y'all even try to Google things? There is a million free articles.
Yeah.
I love that there are so many free resources.
You
can, like, get all the information to have a podcast. Like you said, there's a way to have a free video podcast.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to need some type of equipment.
Yeah.
And you can get all of the resources mm-hmm. for free. You really
yeah.
can. You can go on YouTube. You can go
everywhere.
Yeah, you can go and listen to a podcast about
yeah.
how to start a podcast. You know what I mean? It's so many, but there's so many people out there that are just lazy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they deserve
for sure.
All of, like, I'm not going to go sit down and do all the work that we did in 2018, 2019 when we had our first podcast.
Yes.
And then all the work that we did, we didn't get to just sit under somebody and write it down, everything
we
told us to do.
We literally figured this out
on our
own.
Everything.
Because I didn't know anyone with the podcast.
Me neither.
When we first started, and we started, like you said, 2018 when we first started.
Yeah, this became, like, the trendy thing
yes.
in COVID, but
yes.
we've been did this like our just our it got ruined by COVID because
yeah.
we couldn't use our recording space anymore. And back then, before COVID, Zoom and Skype and everything, trying to figure out how to do it with multiple people, even though it sounds crazy now because obviously it's super easy,
but back then it wasn't
that easy to figure out how to navigate all
yeah.
that and then save the audio and then do it for multiple people, and we just ended up losing the whole podcast.
Yeah.
But we still did all the work on our own, you know, and now we have the knowledge to give to someone. But I would like to at least feel like you trying and you
yes.
invested. And that's how I felt in that conversation, is that, like, I think that she didn't text me back because she felt overwhelmed. Because she didn't know all of that went into it. But I also felt like, well, dang, can you at least acknowledge the time that I spent?
Thank you so much for all the information you just gave me.
And that happened to me another time, too, where it was another girl who was just starting to work from home and she was about to have a baby. And she knew that I was working from home and I had just had a baby. And I think I commented on a post that she made. She was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. And I said, oh, yeah, I know it can be difficult. I work from home. Baby. She was like, oh my God, would you please send me some tips? Like, how are you navigating all this? And I go into her DMs. I send her a long message about like how I pump on the clock, how I, where I put the playpen right next to the nap time, everything. Yeah. And she read it and she never wrote me back.
That's so weird.
So weird. And I'm literally like, that same girl, she ended up just deleting me on Facebook. I don't know why.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Yeah, weird as heck. But I was just like, what? What did I tell you? What did I do?
In that situation, I really don't know. Maybe she struggled so much that she got mad that you knew.
Maybe she was overwhelmed again because I don't know if she thought I was going to be like, oh, look, I just throw the baby in the crib upstairs and forget that she's here for 8 hours. I don't know, but it was a lot because it is a lot to have a baby. I literally had to get up two hours early to make sure that everything was smooth. Cause you can't go whipping out breast pumps and everything, you know, everything had to be together. So I don't know if she was just like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like, well, maybe you should just research it on your own time because it does take me time to share you with you something that I had to learn how to establish on my own. I didn't have nobody to ask, what's it like to have a newborn while working at home during COVID? I didn't have anybody to ask. Right, you know, I had to figure it out. And I took my precious time to share with you, and you just blow me off, you know? So it's like, ugh, you know? But, I mean, you don't have any way of controlling how people are going to respond to that.
You don't. And I feel like, too, although I do, like I said, I think it's weird when certain people gatekeep certain things. Mm-hmm. I also like to say that I don't feel like anyone is owed anything. Like, I don't think you owe people explanations. Like, I don't think, like, I think sometimes we feel like, especially when it comes to influencers, like, you have to tell us this, you have to tell us that. Like, I don't feel like anyone has to do that. Like, it's a choice.
Yeah.
And like I said, some things may seem weird to me, but I don't know their true reason behind it. And it may be a very valid reason. And I don't ever want to get to a place where I feel so entitled. You should have told me this, or you should have told me that, or anyone to do that to me. Because it's like, I get to choose what information I share with people when I want to share it. And so I don't want people to think, like, when I say, like, that's weird that people gatekeep certain things, that I'm like, everything should be open. Like, I do think that there are some things that you can keep private, and it, just because you want to keep private, like, just because.
Yeah, I agree. It's up to you. It's up to your own discretion. Just don't be a jerk about it and not tell anybody where you got your bag from. You know, like, I don't know what people think is going to happen. It's not like the case where you said Beyonce's lipstick. Yeah. The site's not going to crash if you tell everybody you got your bag from wherever. Right, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to touch on that because I thought it was interesting because I feel like you would assume, because I did assume until I seen another take on it, which I would consider a hot take, that maybe it's okay to gatekeep sometimes. So what y'all think?
Yes.
What circumstances do you feel like gatekeeping isn't the, you know, worst thing in the world? Or is that even the case at all? So
All right. So again, make sure you subscribe, you like, you comment, you share, you follow us on our social medias. Everything is in the description. And we look forward to hearing back from y'all through the comments.
Bye.
Bye.